to get your tree questions answered by ISA-certified arborist John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service.
As we were going into the break, Bill was on the line and he's got some shoots coming out of a lemon tree. Chop or do not chop?
Chop.
Chop.
Yeah.
Chop.
You know, those
chop.
Those suckers that come up, whether they're below the root graft or even emerging from higher areas in the tree, they generally are upright and vigorous, often thorny, and more thorny than normal. And they'll grow right up through the center of the tree, and they're looking for sunlight. They'll often go right past the rest of the canopy and be sprouting way above the top. Rather than cutting them at the regular crown of the tree, we recommend taking those all the way back to the point of attachment and just cutting them. If they sprouted, though, due to the fact that the tree was over-trimmed in the past, they might be filling some voids inside the tree and actually providing some critical shade protection to the inside. So just be careful. If you think it might have been a response to over-pruning, then maybe it would be good to just kind of keep them under control and allow them to stay inside the canopy. The other thing is I wouldn't do any of this pruning until spring. Don't do it now. It's the trees need their winter coat, and just a couple of additional months of leaving those in the tree is not going to harm the tree. But I would wait until after mid-February to be taking those out.
Other bullet points on our Talking Trees December checklist?
Well, we've got a couple of – I wanted to just, again, remind everybody now's a great time to be thinking about your tree selection for spring planting. We have it's a great time to do that research. There's lots of great resources. Go to our website and also to the U of A publications for just like getting ideas on what trees to be planting. Speaking of planting, Rick and I were talking before the broadcast just about plant activity in the winter, and there's a real interesting phenomenon that root activity, even though our top growth is slowing down, the root activity continues in the soil. And Rick, talked a little bit about that from a horticultural standpoint. What's going on in the soil during the winter months?
Yeah, what happens, plants know, particularly deciduous plants, but even plants like Palo Verde trees or Sisu trees or trees that are green year-round citrus trees, all plants, all trees know that they need to store carbohydrate for the flush of growth that occurs in the spring. So what plants do is they produce carbohydrates through photosynthesis, and then they store those carbohydrates in their stems, their trunks, and in their roots. So it's amazing how I noticed this year at the nursery, the caliper of trees actually increases dramatically from September through November. So when I look at the girth of the trees in May, June, July, August, they're pretty much the same, and most of the growth in the tree is in the branches and in the leaves. But starting in the fall, when the nights begin to get longer, the trees begin to start laying carbohydrate down into their stems and into their roots. So they get fatter caliper going into October, November, December, because they're storing carbohydrates so that when the spring flush of growth occurs, they have a storage of carbohydrates. A deciduous plant doesn't have any leaves on it for that flush of growth when the weather changes in February, March. So they have to use the reserved carbohydrates that they've stored in their roots and their stem to really kickstart the tree when that flush of growth occurs.
Which is a reason why we recommended that fall fertilization, because that root activity is continuing throughout the fall and winter months, even though the top growth has slowed down. It's interesting, too, how sometimes after our kind of summer dormancy that we have with many of our trees, that they have a resurgence in the fall.
Amazing.
Interesting how all of a sudden your roses have a second renaissance. And Roman, weren't you saying you had some trees in your yard, too, that were pushing out some fall growth, you know, later in the year?
Our citrus having a huge growth push. You had mentioned ash trees. We have 7 ash trees. They all had a new huge growth push. Our mulberry trees, this was such a long, mild fall. It was almost like they thought it was spring coming into summer.
Again, back to Rick's point, is the trees are getting ready for this, you know, quieter time in the winter, storing those carbohydrates for the spring push of growth. So lots going on underground that we may not see above ground starting in the this next couple of months, December and January. Interesting that we'll see, there's caliper development of our trunk tissue, and the roots are still colonizing more soil underground and ready for that big spring push coming up.
Rick, y'all are a wholesale and retail nursery, which is unusual in the nursery industry.
We are open for retail. We are wholesale nursery, and we do get a lot of retail customers. There are a few nurseries in town that are like that. There is a dichotomy for the most part in Arizona where some nurseries are exclusively wholesale and generally just grow plants for other nurseries and for the landscape trade. But yeah, we're one of the few that are both retail and wholesale.
Where would I find Arid Solutions?
Arid Solutions is at 3815 East Southern. So we're on Southern Avenue, just west of 40th Street in Phoenix.
Mr. Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service. Somebody would locate you during the week at?
Best place is go right to our website at itreeservice.com, the letter I, treeservice.com. Find all of our contact information. There's a contact page there, too. If you have any questions, you can always just drop us an email. And lots of good articles there for to keep you busy this weekend.
Dave, Kristen, Tina, all with Tree Questions Online. Don't hang up. We'll answer your questions off air during the news break. 9 o'clock hour coming up. If it's the open line hour, anything you want to talk about, your house, home, castle, or cabin, get online now at 1-888-767-4348.